This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. If you live in a presidential swing state, you're being bombarded with television ads by President Bush and Senator John Kerry. That's widely known. But a less visible presidential ad battle is being fought on the Internet. The campaigns are experimenting with what works on the web. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
Looking for summer fashion tips from the Ladies Home Journal website? When you click on the link, there she is. First Lady Laura Bush in a pop-up ad pushing a different type of makeover.
The president is so committed to education reform because he looks at schools as a parent looks at schools.
Readers of the Washington Post online get a distinctly less serious pitch from John Kerry as they watch an animated President Bush toppling off a pile of gold bricks. The Kerry website serves up another cartoon treat, a White House filled with oil.
Want to know why the Bush administration has done nothing to lower gas prices? Because where they come from, higher gas prices are a good thing.
Forget the predictable look and feel of a 30-second TV spot. Anything goes in internet advertising, short or long, flashy or static. The Democratic Congressional Committee website allows you to vote administration members off the island in a game of Republican Survivor. The Republicans counter with a picture of a cicada that morphs into John Kerry.
Make it catchy, make it interactive, and make it new.
Max Foss creates web strategies for Republican candidates. He says unlike TV, internet advertising isn't about the number of eyeballs watching. It's about the number of fingers clicking.
It's not like any other tool out there because you can instantaneously get somebody involved in your campaign and make them spread your message. You know, instead of giving their email address, send this video to 10 of your friends.
But first, you have to lure them in. Michael Basick works with MSHC, a firm managing John Kerry's online fundraising ads. He says the flashy, funny stuff works. But then again, so does the simple appeal, as long as it's urgent.
And the ads that are performing the best are those that are saying, if you want me, John Kerry, if you want John Kerry in the White House in November, click here now, I need your help today.
And the internet ads are so cheap right now compared to TV, campaigns can afford to experiment to see what works. But the right message isn't enough. You have to put your ad in the right place. Web ads were used in the 2000 presidential election, but the science of internet marketing was still young. Now, 4 years later, there is detailed demographic information about what kind of voters go to what kind of websites. Got a message for unemployed workers in Missouri? You can place an ad on the job search site monster.com targeted to particular zip codes. Regional newspapers serve up educated people likely to vote. Game sites can give you youth exposure.
On any given day, there is something hugely popular on the internet that barely even existed the day before. And the trick with advertising is to figure out what that thing is.
Matthew Gross, who ran internet communications for Howard Dean's presidential bid, says that at any time you have to anticipate where the internet audience might be.
For example, I think it was Hurricane Isabel that came along during the course of the campaign. And so we did an advertisement on Isabel. So whenever somebody Googled Isabel to find out the latest news or stories or photos of what was happening with the hurricane, off to the side of their little search was an advertisement for Howard Dean.
But some in the internet community think that the current slate of web ads isn't much of a revolution, just the same old advertising tricks in a different medium. Scott Heiferman is the CEO of Meetup.com, a place for community groups to organize on the internet.
An online game or seeing an ad or just, you know, kind of casually looking at a website is not going to win hearts and minds. What wins hearts and minds is the influence of friends and family and neighbors and their personal experiences.
All of the debate over what works and what doesn't on the internet centers around one big question. Will any of this get votes? The internet can certainly raise money, Dean proved that, and there are complex web stats on click-throughs and online viewing times that show that people are watching. But are the ads just preaching to the choir? Some political operatives have no problem with that. Ralph Reed is the Southeast chairman of the Bush-Cheney campaign.
What I'm mostly interested in is how many volunteers, how many activists, how many new voters can I get for my investment or my time spent? And I think the answer is a lot.
Whether the ads do convince any undecided voters will be thoroughly analyzed after the election, but it might not matter. As one campaign web strategist said, the internet is the fastest growing medium out there, and no candidate is going to be the one to ignore it. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.